Let's talk to Jamie Havanar, who is the owner of Boss Vapes in LaSalle. Now, you're familiar with what's going on. In Chicago, they're considering making it illegal to sell flavored vapes. The state of Illinois has legislation that is in Springfield right now. It's not the law yet, but the state may make it illegal to sell flavored vapes. And Raja Krishnamurthy and Dick Durbin, two of our congressmen from Illinois, have both said we need to make flavored vapes illegal. That's controversial, right? Because when that comes up, a lot of you will call or text in and say, I don't like that, even though the death count now by these vaping devices is 10. Not all of them juveniles. And the number of people injured, some sort of mystery lung disease, is, where are we now, about 600 on that? I still want, Producer Elif, look up how many people die each year, week, or month because of ladders. I'm thinking of something that's kind of common but kind of rare. You know, we all have ladders, but how many people do you know have died from using a ladder? I'm just trying to find perspective here. So Jamie's on the phone line in LaSalle. Jamie, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Very good. How are you, John?
Good. What's the name of your store?
Boss Vapes.
Say it again.
Boss Vapes.
Boss Vapes in LaSalle. How long have you been in business?
This is year six.
How's business for you guys? I mean, notwithstanding, don't comment yet on all of the latest controversy, but how has been business for you guys?
It has been very good.
Yeah. What's the average customer that walks into your store in LaSalle?
The age?
Yeah, describe that person to me.
Usually over 40. Most of our customers are over 40. That's when people start, you know, worrying about their health and what they're doing to their bodies. Younger people really don't care, you know.
Do you sell to younger
but
people?
But their average customer is just your average Joe.
Yeah.
That...
You would say over the age of 40. And what about somebody? Do you card people who look like they might be around 21 or younger than 21?
We card everybody, even if you're 70.
Oh, you know, I've been to liquor stores like that. Sometimes grocery stores will do that. And you'll look 70 and they go, I know, but that's what we do. Show me your ID. And you do. Yeah. I've literally been to liquor stores where a guy did not have his ID. And he was probably 70 and they didn't serve him. And he got really ticked off. And the lady just said, I know, but that's our policy. It sucks. So some people are really strict about that. You're pretty strict about that, huh?
We are.
And then what percentage of the vapes that you sell are flavored?
Out of flavored vapes, at least 90%.
I'm sorry.
Month to month for years on end.
It's been
less than 10% is tobacco flavors.
So what happens if they make it illegal to sell flavored vapes?
Well, there's going to be a lot of really disappointed adults out there. I personally am going to be one of them. I use, you know, right now I'm vaping strawberry and dragon fruit flavor. I quit smoking. I don't want to have to be reminded of something, you know, that I did a long time ago.
That's interesting to me because when we were talking with the congressman who was pushing this, and it would be a federal law in that case, he was saying that if you're an adult, say you're 40, and you like flavored vapes, it's still going to be illegal for you. They will ban the sale of flavored vapes. And I said, that's not fair to a 40-year-old. And he said, it really is too bad for them. But better that the 40-year-old pay that price than we attract a 15-year-old to start vaping because they like flavored vapes. So I don't know where you are on that. What would you have said to him when he said that?
I would say prohibition does not work. It's been proven through marijuana and alcohol. I mean, that's not a solution to anything. Prohibition has never worked in the past. It's not going to change in the future. If you want to address the actual problem with minors vaping, then get to the root of the problem, not take away flavors. That's not the solution. Minors aren't doing it because there's flavor. They're doing it because Juul's contains 50 milligrams of nicotine, and that's highly addictive. Being a vape shop owner, we talk people out of that all the time. We have a Trade in Your Juul program at our store. We talk people out of that on a regular basis. It's not needed. We quit smoking with, you know, there's 18 milligrams in a cigarette. You don't need 50 milligrams to quit smoking.
Wait a minute. Help me with this. Hold on one second, Jamie. So you say in a cigarette, there's, I suppose it varies, but let's say 18 milligrams of nicotine. Is that what you say?
Correct.
So if I have one of those pods or I'm smoking an e-cigarette, I'm vaping, I guess it depends on how many drags I take to determine how much nicotine I get, right?
Yes.
And if some,
and it is delivered different. So it's not going to be, even if it's 50 milligrams of nicotine, honestly, that's still better than a cigarette in my eyes. You're not burning tar, you know, you're not putting all that other stuff in your body. That's still better than this. But nicotine is an addictive substance. You know, why are you going to do something that's stronger?
Well, that's it. So I wonder what would happen if you said, well, let's not ban the flavors. Let's ban nicotine. I presume there's zero nicotine vapes I could buy, right?
There is. And in the UK, if we followed in their footsteps, they're very successful with vaping. They've actually started putting vape shops in hospitals to get people. They have so many people over there that smoke cigarettes. And when you have a nation that has like United Healthcare and they're paying for people getting sick,
right,
their bigger problem is taking care of it, making it so people don't have COPD, emphysema, cancer. You know, there's more of a risk to them financially like that. But what they do is they limit it to no more than 18 milligrams of nicotine. And unpopular opinion here, even amongst vape shop owners, I have three very simple solutions that would address minors specifically, since that's where the problem lies.
What are they?
And online sales. My niece is 18 years old. She's illegal, you know what I'm saying, for vaping age. She has a job. She's got a debit card. She could go out and purchase off any website she wanted to. And you know what I'm saying? She could just as easily pass it on to her 17-year-old friend, 16-year-old friend. Ban online sales. You can't buy cigarettes online. Why should you be allowed to buy vapes online? And that's I will make so many people upset with that comment, but I stand by it. We took our website down 5 years ago because morally I felt wrong. All they got to do is say, I'm 18, and they're in, you know.
It's an interesting point. I never thought about that. If it's illegal, I thought the age was 21. Is it 18 to purchase?
It's 21. I'm just saying my niece is 18. She has a debit card. She's had a debit card since she was 16. You know, not hard to purchase vapes online.
Jamie, I presume when you do that, you have to check a box that says I'm 21 or something like that, right?
You do. Right. That's all you got to do.
And then bingo.
Some companies use a third-party verification, but just because Illinois requires it doesn't mean they can't go and purchase from somebody in Wisconsin who doesn't require a third-party verification. And even if so, it's not hard to take your mom's ID and type it in.
If I'm you, Jamie, I mean, and 90-plus percent of your sales are flavored vapes. If it became illegal for you to sell them, would you go out of business? What do you think happens to you?
It would make our business a lot harder, but I'm not going to give up. We got into this, you know, I watched my grandparents pass away from cancer and emphysema. My grandpa died of cancer. My grandma died of emphysema. And when I got into vaping, I quit in 2002 with vaping. When I got into it, I did it because I was getting older and was getting scared myself, like, you know. But it doesn't make sense to ban something that's much less harmful than cigarettes and alcohol. And those are sold everywhere, you know. The Royal College of Physicians cites it's 95% safer than traditional tobacco. Of course, it would hurt our industry, but at the same time, there's no reason for it when there's other solutions.
All right. Jamie Hevenar is on a phone line. She's the owner of Boss Vapes. It's a vape shop. This one's in LaSalle, Illinois. We reached out to some Chicago ones, and they didn't want to jump on with us today, but I'm glad Jamie did. And we'll all be affected similarly if it becomes state law. Now, you've got a question or comment for her, you can call or text 312-981-7200. On a phone line for just another minute now, Jamie Hevenar. She's the owner of Boss Vapes in LaSalle, Illinois. I'm glad she's willing to come on with us. Some people in the crosshairs of a controversial subject don't want to speak their piece, but I think she's making her case pretty well, even though not all of you naturally are going to agree with everything she says. Some of you say things like this. 815 texted in, I heard something interesting on the news today. They said if romaine lettuce made people sick, it'd be taken off the shelves immediately. Why are these products still on the shelf? Somebody else, 773, said they need to outlaw cigarettes because we already have proof those killed millions of people. And 630 said, do flavored vapes contain nicotine? I was asking producer Elle if on and off the air, if we've got 10 people now killed because of vaping products, how many people die from ladders a year? Producer Elle, did you find that?
According to World Health Organization, John, each year 300 people die falling off ladders.
Ladders are still legal. Jamie, can you answer just a couple of those questions for us real quick? Do the flavored vapes contain nicotine?
They can have no nicotine or they could have nicotine. It is up to the person who's vaping. The point of it is to start at a cigarette, 18, and then work your way down to a zero and then off of vape. That's the ultimate goal with vaping is start where you're at, work your way down, like lower your nicotine, and just like Nicorette, you lower your nicotine until you're down to none. Now, going back to the other question, 10 people, you know, have passed away, and it's unfortunate for those families. That is not from the products that we carry in our stores. The lung problems are directly attributed to the illegal black market THC products that are using cutting agents with lipids, your vitamin E acetate, your coconut oil. There are zero lipids in e-cigarettes. The ones that are carried in vape shops and, you know, your gas stations, those don't contain those products, and that's not what's harming these people.
It's an interesting point. J.V. Havanar, Boss Vapes in LaSalle. Jamie, I'm going to call you again. The story's going to be around for a while, and you've helped us out today. Thanks for picking up the phone. We'll talk another day.
All right. Thank you.
Jamie Havanar is in LaSalle.